It's time for the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.
Good afternoon. This is Sherry from Christian Light School in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And I'm just so glad to be able to spend some time with you today and tell you a little bit about the programs that we're doing in Haiti. We take a program in Haiti where we teach children how to read in English and French. But one of the things that I think people need to understand is where these children come from. We work in a ravine area that you almost have to experience it to understand it. There's an area about two blocks from the school where the sewer ravine runs through. There were two creeks, but there's so much trash and raw sewage in the water. We have pigs living in it. The pigs seem to do pretty well in it, but not other animals. It's just too difficult and too dirty. There's trash that gets washed down every time it rains, so it's always full of trash. And this is where the Lord showed me that He loves these people and He wants to help them. He wants them to have a better life. And so we take children from this sewer ravine where they have almost nothing. When we first started going there were little tin shacks, dirt floors, just a little tin shack, hardly any furniture in it. And people were just trying to survive. And we are working with them, trying to make their life just a little bit better and trying to tell them about Jesus and that Jesus loves them. What we've been doing for many, many, many years is we have workers who go down to the ravine 5 days a week. They make soup or other things. They cook eggs and bananas and different fruits and take down and go from house to house to house to house and give these babies a little bit better nutrition. What we found many years ago was that most of the babies in that area, at least 75% of the babies, were severely malnourished. You could just see it on them. They had skinny little arms, big pot bellies, orange hair, and Haitian children should have beautiful black hair. But these children, many of them, had a light reddish blonde hair, and that's a lack of vitamin A and a lack of protein. And so instead of trying to treat malnutrition, we decided to prevent malnutrition. We go down and we start with the baby while mother is still pregnant, and we try to get the mother to take better care of herself so that she has a better delivery and that she is healthier. And then as soon as the baby is born, we get the baby on vitamins. We get liquid vitamins donated to us, and the workers take them down. They take the bottle from house to house to house, giving the babies the vitamins. And mother comes out carrying her newborn little baby. Oh, she's so proud of her baby. And we love those babies. But she comes out, brings out her baby, and she knows to hold the baby down, hold the baby where they can put the vitamins in. And they are just so happy to have that. And they've seen what a difference it does for their babies, that now their babies, instead of being sickly all the time, they're healthy and strong little babies. We've also taught the nursing mothers better ways to nurse their babies. But this is something that we need to constantly do, because there's always going to be more babies. And the young mothers need taught the best way to nurse. How often do you nurse? We've taught them something that's out of Haitian culture, because when we first started working there, the mother said, well, I only eat once a day, so I nurse my baby once a day. Oh my goodness, no, mama. You need to nurse your baby frequently. And so they are doing that. We've taught the mothers a simple thing, drink more water so that you can be able to nurse your baby better. These are simple little things, but they can change the life of a child. And so we encourage the mothers to nurse their baby, and we know that it's a good food supply, the very best that God has provided for those babies, and our babies stay healthy. As soon as they have teeth, we automatically put every baby into our baby feeding program. The mother is still encouraged to nurse, but if we can get the babies already started on fruits and vegetables and protein-enriched things, then we know that that baby is going to stay healthy. And so our workers go from house to house. The people come out with their spoon and bowl, and we put the food in the bowl, and then they feed their babies. And this is keeping our babies strong and healthy so that they do not have the problems we saw before. When we first started working in that area, every so often we'd hear that this baby or that baby died. Maybe they just caught a little illness that didn't seem too serious, and in a couple days they just died. They got a little diarrhea and died of dehydration. But we have not had this happening now for years. Our babies are healthy because we are going down and taking these little things that we take, the fruit and vegetables, eggs, vegetable soup with meat in it, and we're giving these babies better nutrition. We're teaching the parents the value of the baby, that this baby needs the very, very best that we can give them, that this is a child of God, and that they need to have everything that we can do to keep them healthy. And so now our babies are stronger, they're healthier, and full of life and able to learn. Another thing that we added to the program several years ago was a peanut butter mix. Children in other countries are not allergic to peanut butter. We can use it freely. And so we mix, the recipe is about a cup of peanut butter to a cup of powdered infant formula with a little bit of powdered sugar and a little bit of oil. We mix that together and give it to the babies. Oh, they love it. Peanuts and milk and sugar, oh my goodness, they're just going to gobble it right down. And so we give each child just a little bit every day. And, oh, that's what they want first. They love it. It is high protein, high vitamin, high mineral, high everything that that baby needs. And the powdered infant formula has everything in just the right proportion for little children. And this, we have found, builds up a child so fast that if a child comes in from the countryside and they are malnourished, we go ahead and take care of them too. And we have found that they become strong and healthy just with this peanut butter mix, with peanut butter, infant formula, a little sugar, babies like sugar, and oil. And what this does is the sugar is a fast energy, a fast supply of energy. The oil is a slower supply of energy, and the protein and the vitamins build them up strong. And so we try to give this to our little ones every day in the Ravine area. We have found that by doing this, the children are much healthier. So many schools in Haiti feed the children lunch, but they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old before they get started to school. If we start with newborns and keep them healthy when they're little, that makes such a difference in their entire life. These babies have a chance, no matter what happens, even if the family were to move away, that baby has a better start in life, and they have a better future because their brain develops up to the age of 6. And those beginning years from birth to 3 years old are so important on that child, where if they can get good nutrition as a baby, then they will not have so many learning disabilities. They will be able to see better because their eyes are also developing. They will be able to learn and remember what they learned. They will have a much better chance at whatever they attempt in life. And at the same time, our workers are going around and telling the parents about Jesus. Because if we're not sharing the love of Jesus, we're not doing anything. And so our workers are going out and they're giving the food to the babies, but they're also telling the parents that they're doing this in the name of Jesus because Jesus loves them. That these people may be poor, they may not have much of anything, they never had a chance to go to school themselves, but God loves them and God wants a better life for them. And God wants them to have hope for the future. These little babies are born there, and they are the hope of that area because they're in our feeding program. They're stronger. They're healthier. And then they get to come to school when they're 3 years old. At three, they come up to the school, and we put them in our three-year-old program, and they get two meals a day. The Haitians have a proverb, sac vide pa campe. That means an empty sack will not stand up. How can children come to school and they have not eaten since the day before and do well in school? So we have breakfast every day. We have fruit, vegetables, cereals like cream of wheat, things like that that we give the children every morning so that they come into school and immediately they have breakfast. Many of our children do come to school, and they have not eaten since the day before. We've had children come into school and on Monday morning, and they have not eaten since the lunch they had on Friday. I've told them that if on the weekend there is absolutely nothing at home, they can come and we'll give them a peanut butter sandwich or something. We will do something to help them. And they have sometimes taken us up on that and come on Saturday and said, my mama doesn't have any food at home. And so we have tried to help the families. This gives the child the ability to do better in school. It's important to give them the textbooks and the education, but we have to help them have the ability to use those resources. And so this is part of what we do is we start with newborns. Actually, we start before the baby's born, helping the mother. And then we get the baby on vitamins. As soon as the baby is able to eat, we get the baby on soup and peanut butter things. We give them fruits, bananas and mangoes and whatever is in season. We give them these fruits. And these children are so much stronger, so much healthier. They even have better teeth. We found before that some of the babies had problems in their baby teeth because of lack of nutrition. Their teeth were not developing properly. So it's just changing the whole life of the baby. We get a smarter three-year-old or a smarter child in kindergarten by starting when they're born and giving them proper nutrition. This is just so important. Then when they come to school, they get breakfast every day and lunch. We do a bigger lunch. They have the culture there is a lot of beans and rice. We add meat to it for protein, and we try to get fruits and vegetables into the meal every day so that they get these other things that they need. And our children are strong and healthy because we are doing this. We call ourselves a school, but it's really a total ministry. You have to take care of the entire child. You can't just take care of one part and hand them a textbook and expect them to learn. They've got to be able to learn. And giving them nutrition, giving them love, giving them the things that they need to be able to learn is just so important for these children. And we found we have to start when they're born. That's when our ministry begins for the school. So we have our baby feeding program, and then we have a big kitchen in the school. They give all of our children breakfast and lunch, and also our staff, because our staff come in, and they work hard also. Our cooks are actually cooking two meals a day for over 400 people in their kitchen with just the stoves that they have and their pots. and trying to help our students to be stronger, to be healthier, and to also make our staff stronger and healthier. And we're trying to teach what proper nutrition is. There are things available in Haiti that they can use. One thing that we've learned that is available there is moringa. Moringa is a tree, and we've taught the cooks to pick the leaves and put them in the soup. And they put that in the soup for the babies, and it makes a huge difference in the nutrition. Moringa has been called one of the most nutritious plants on earth. And so we've taught the people to just go pick the moringa leaves and put them in your food, and it will provide so many things. It's high in iron. Almost everyone in Haiti is anemic, and we have tried to work on this and teaching the people what they can do so that the women will not all be anemic and that they will have stronger children. It's just a very important part of education is taking care of the child. We've also tried to take care of many of their medical needs and just tried to watch over that, because the parents, first of all, they cannot afford a doctor and they may not be able to get to a doctor. So we have had medical teams come in and look at our children. We found one of our boys had a heart murmur, and so we were able to get him to a heart doctor and get the proper care for him. We've had a few others that have had medical care, and Christian Light School just takes care of it the best we can. If we can find a doctor and a way to treat it, we will do that. There are hospitals, and there are people who can do surgeries and things, and we've had to help some of our children get surgeries because they had a serious medical problem, and we were able to help them with it. This is part of what we do. We call ourselves a school, but we also do medical care. We've also had dental teams come in. We could have a dentist come in and actually repair teeth. I've heard dentists say, well, I'd like to go on a dental trip to Haiti and help people who have dental needs, but I want to repair. I don't want to just go and have to pull teeth, and I can't do any repairs unless I have the equipment available. We have a dental unit and a compressor and a generator to run it. So we could do full dental clinics. One time when we first got the equipment in, I went around to one of the Restovac classes in the afternoon and asked these children about their dental care. What is a Restovac? A Restovac is when somebody goes to a young mother, maybe she has a six-year-old little girl. She cannot put her little girl in school because all schools are very expensive. She's not feeding her very well. The little girl looks sickly and thin, and she's not dressed very well. And the person says, well, if you give me your little girl, I'll put her to work. She'll have to work for me and help me do the housework, but maybe I'll feed her better than you will, and I might give her an education. And so the mother gives away her little girl, and that child now belongs to the other family, and they put the child to work. They have to work very hard. It's actually a form of child slavery. The child is not bought or sold, but they don't have any choice in the matter. They must get their work done, and sometimes they get severe beatings if they don't get everything finished. We have three Restovac classes we take in the afternoon, and we work with the Restovac Freedom Foundation on this. They locate the Restovacs. We provide a place in the school and meals for their program so that they can get an education also. They come in the afternoons from 1 to 5. But these children come in, and the first day when they arrive, the head is down. They look at their feet. They will not lift their head up and look at you in the eye because they have been so mistreated all their life. And so the first thing we have to do is get them where they are able to lift their head and look at us in the face and know that they are loved and know that we care about them and we respect them. We cannot take them all out of the situation they're in. There's 300,000 in the country, but we can help some. So we have three classes of Restivex who come every afternoon. They have to get their work done in the morning. And they come in the afternoon from 1 to 5 and get as much education as we can get into them. And they get a good, strong, healthy meal, much better than they would be given at home. The host family may eat well, and that one only gets a bowl of cornmeal. So we try to work with them also. This one day, I was walking around the rest of our classes, and I went in, and I said, we have a dental team coming next week. Does anybody need to see the dentist? Nobody responded. Some of them looked down. I said, we have a dentist, and if you're having any problems with your teeth, he would like to help you. Does anybody need to see the dentist? Nobody responded. So I said, okay, open up and let me look. I started looking, and oh my goodness, some of them had teeth that were rotted all the way down to the gums. I said, doesn't that hurt? Yes, ma'am. Wouldn't you like somebody to make that all better? Yes, ma'am. Would you like to see the dentist? Who, me? Would the dentist see me? These children got to see the dentist. I didn't ask them after that, do you need to see the dentist? I said, let me see your teeth. And I made a list of all the ones who needed dental care. One little boy had teeth down so low that the gums were trying to grow over them. I knew they had toothaches, but they were not even sure that they were allowed to tell me that. And so we try to provide help for these children, trying to give them a little bit better life. And when we have the dental teams come in, we look at these children's teeth. The dental teams can help our children in school. They can help the Restivex children in the afternoons. And we've had people come in from the neighborhood. One of our own employees came in, and oh my goodness, she was terrified to see the dentist because she had had a tooth pulled before. And we asked her, well, how did they do it? Well, they gave her a bunch of homemade whiskey and to numb the pain a little bit. And then six people held her down, and somebody got pliers and started pulling, and they broke a bone when they did it. These people have suffered so much, and if we can help them, this lady was able to go to our dentist, get Novocaine, and actually get a tooth pulled without any pain. She was scared to death, but she sat there so bravely. She knew she had to have help on it. So these are some things that people can do, and some of the ministries we do. We are a school, and we educate children, but we also have to take care of their other needs. We have medical teams come in, and we've had people come in who have been sick with something. Maybe they've had something growing for years and didn't know what to do about it. We have a doctor in Jacksonville that comes down and does amazing and wonderful clinics and helps people in the neighborhood and gives them the medicines. Many times they just cannot afford to go to the doctor. It's expensive and they don't have any money, and so they just suffer. We can help these people. We can do things for them. We can take care of their needs. God has given us so much. We are so blessed. And then other people are suffering. Little children, 10, 11 years old, with a tooth rotted so far down that's been aching for a month, and he never told anybody. Because who would care? We care. We are Christians, and we care. We care about these children. We care about the babies down in the ravine. We can't change everything in Haiti, but we can help the person in front of us. When people come down and visit Christian Light School, we want them to walk with our baby feeders, and we send interpreters along. They can walk from house to house and meet the parents of these families meet the people who are just trying to survive. People who look to us as Christians saying, is your God real? Can your God actually do anything for us? Does God care about us? You know he does. God loves these people. He cares about them so much. And we are the hands and feet. And so, for me, my feet need to be walking through that ravine and taking care of these people, doing the best that we can, feeding them, starting with newborn babies, giving them a healthy start in life so that no matter what happens, they have a better chance at everything. And then we bring them up to the school and we try to give them the best education that we can. We had a little boy in the ravine a couple weeks ago that my workers said, Miss Sherry, this little boy doesn't walk right. Something's not right here. He was about 16 months old and he could stand, but he didn't walk right. And we referred him to a neighbor who is very, very good at clinics. She knew what teams were coming, what teams were going. She's a Canadian missionary who, that's what her ministry is, referring children to medical teams coming in who need care. And they have started working with this child, and now, within a month, he is walking much more normally. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but it's helping him. We had another little boy that we were walking through, and this little boy, the mother said, well, he used to walk, and then he got a fever. And since he had the fever, he can't walk anymore. He was 2 years old. And so we got him referred. We discovered that he had had polio and that polio had crippled him. And we were able to get him braces and where he can learn to walk. We're trying to work with our parents, trying to work with their babies, trying to work with our children and help them to have a healthier life and a better future. So much depends on getting a good start and getting a better nutrition as an infant and being able to keep what God gave them. They are born extremely smart little babies, but they can lose it to malnutrition. So our goal is to keep the babies healthy and then to bring them up to the school, to educate them and send them out to become leaders in the country of Haiti, Christian leaders who will go out and take care of other people, which is what the Bible says, to train others who will pass it on to others, who will pass it on to others. This is our goal, raising up Christian leaders in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, from a slum ravine where children, before we started working there, they had no hope. But now they have hope in Jesus, and God can change their life. This is Sherry Fossey, and I'm a missionary in Christian Light School in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Our website is christianlighthaiti.org, and we invite you to look at our website, contact us. You can email me at sherry@christianlighthaiti.org, and we would love to hear from you, and we would love to have you come and visit and walk through our ravine. Meet these mothers who are just like you.
You've been listening to the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.